Paul Hamilton from WGR Sports Radio 550 in Buffalo joining us now. He covers the Buffalo Sabres. Thanks for doing this. How are you?
Yeah, no problem. How are you doing?
And we're doing pretty good. And we were just kind of talking right now about the Buffalo Sabres and what they've got coming up in the future. Still lots of prospects up and coming, but this team, a lot of draft picks as well coming up in the next few years. It's really been one of those years where they've kind of cleaned out all the veterans sort of guys and really have stocked up a lot of stuff for the future.
Well, what fans are going to see tonight and what Buffalo fans sometimes are having trouble with is you're going to see a glorified AHL team tonight. Mm-hmm. But it's not as bad as you may think. They drafted two defensemen last year. You're going to see one of them tonight in Ristolainen and Zadorov in the first round. They're huge. Zadorov's bigger than Ristolainen. Ristolainen's like 6'5". Zadorov goes about 6'7". Both have played in the NHL this year. I think both are can't-miss type of guys that, I mean, guys that they've hit really, I mean, these are going to be top two defensemen type of guys. Gergensen, who's injured right now, is another great find for them. Myers is being Myers again. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's playing very, very well. That's almost like making a trade. You've almost traded your worst defenseman for your best defenseman. That's how well he's been playing. Yeah. And he's injured tonight and won't be. Every time he comes to Calgary, he can't play. Yeah. He's been sick and whatever.
It's too bad. You know, the local
guy, they want to see him. But and not only have they got the leading scorer at the University of Michigan as a freshman in Compher, they drafted him in the second round. Nick Baptiste scored 45 goals in the OHL. He's their third-round pick last year. They've got – before they made all these trades – at the recent trade deadline, they had 12 more picks in the next 3 years in the first and second rounds.
Wow.
Now they've added to that. I haven't added it all in from the Miller trade, the Molson trade. They picked up 2 seconds in the Molson trade.
Yeah.
You know, they had lost one in the went to L.A. That was kind of a wash. So they've actually got more picks coming up. So – yeah, and they're going to get, obviously, probably, if they win the draft lottery, which they'll have the best chance to do this year, they're probably going to get the best pick in this draft coming up. And I don't see them being all that much better next year. And however they do the lottery next year, you know, I think they're going to be a part of it. Plus, they have the Islanders pick, which right now is, what, the third overall, I believe?
Yeah, right now it's the top one. And the Islanders still have the chance if they want to defer that.
If it's in the top 10.
If it's a top 10, they can defer that, which likely looks like it's going to happen. But still.
I don't know. The Islanders, even if it's a top three pick, I think I give it to the Sabres this year. I don't think I lose my chance at McDavid the next year.
Yeah, that's the thing with the Islanders, what they really have got to decide there. It's going to be interesting, but I mean, when you look at for the Sabres, tons of stuff coming up in the future. I'm really interested to kind of get, what's the fan base like in Buffalo right now for the Sabres? I mean, this is a team that, you know, they're going for the full rebuild, cleaning everything out this year, new coach, new general manager. What's the fan base like right now? Are they understanding of this, of willing to, you know, go through this process with this team, or kind of what's the mood like?
They're better. I have never, whatever you thought of Darcy Regier, I have never seen a fan base hate somebody as much as they did him. They couldn't understand why he was still there. They were chanting, you know, fire Darcy during games. They just did not want him to, let's face it, that was his third rebuild. How many GMs in professional sports get three rebuilds? This was his third one in 16 years. So the time was right. Whether you liked him as a GM or you didn't, the time was now. So the fans really started getting on board once all that happened. The LaFontaine thing did not, when he got tossed out of the organization, that didn't go over real well. But if people would just stop and think for a second, they got Tim Murray here. Tim Murray has spent 25 years in the National Hockey League evaluating talent, valuing talent. That was his job.
Yeah.
In Ottawa, in Anaheim with the Rangers, that was his job. He had to value talent. So Pat LaFontaine has 0 years evaluating talent and valuing talent. So if you lost one of the guys, I know Pat LaFontaine is beloved in Buffalo and all that, but at least you kept the GM who has a clue about the National Hockey League and a clue about the junior players and a clue about the American Hockey League. And I think Tim Murray is going to be a good one. We don't know. I mean, we will find out. But just from his background and being around hockey for the last 20, 25 years, Darcy Regier didn't have that background.
Yeah.
But he's got it. And he just seems to know talent. And I think Buffalo's in a good direction with him.
And when you talk about Tim Murray, I mean, he's very honest and upfront in the media as well when it came to the Ryan Miller situation. I mean, there was the rumors that maybe they were trying to sign him to an extension, and Tim Murray kind of came out and, you know, just kind of kiboshed that and said, you know what, the best thing for our organization is to find a trade, and that's what we're looking to do for Ryan Miller. And is that honestly something that the Buffalo fans really embrace too and like, that their GM come out and be honest and not try to, you know, dance around things?
Absolutely. I mean, Darcy Regier was so paranoid. Mm-hmm. I mean, around media, he didn't want media even in the building if he could pull that off, but they had to be, obviously. I mean, he was good with the media. It wasn't like he hated us as people, but he didn't trust it. He closed ranks when he was hired. He was because John Muckler was there. John Muckler, if you did a story and you didn't call him and ask for his comment, he would scream at you. He was upset about it.
Yeah.
He wanted to be able to, hey, Paul, you got something, you call me and give me a chance to talk about it. You know, whereas they hated that. So Larry Quinn, who hired Darcy Regier, says, you don't speak to the media. If somebody wants to talk to you, they don't call you. They call the PR department, and we set it up that way. So he closed ranks. Mm-hmm. Tim Murray, he had one of our morning show guys in the war room with him.
Yeah,
that was interesting. Yeah. I mean, maybe give him a call sometime. He has some. He can't tell you exactly what went on, but it was interesting that a media member was sitting next to Tim Murray in the war room on trade deadline day.
Yeah,
and he put an article up on our website talking about as much as he could. Tim Murray didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, and then he was on later, and Jeremy was on, and he goes, oh, was that you in there? I mean, that's how Tim is.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, oh, I don't know who anybody is, whatever, you know. And it's just all hockey with him.
Yeah, I mean, definitely some good stuff with Tim Murray. We're joined by Paul Hamilton, who is reporting for the WGR Sports Radio 550 in Buffalo, follows the Buffalo Sabres, and covering them for quite a while now. And I guess Ted Nolan back as the head coach when they brought him in first as an interim basis. It sounds like he's going to be continuing as the head coach of this team. What are you hearing with him? And not only contract-wise, but how's this team reacted to him? It seems like he's a guy that these guys enjoy playing for.
Well, I had reported about a month ago that they had offered him a 3-year deal. Mm-hmm. Maybe about 3 weeks ago it was. And, you know, he was kind of sitting out. Then the LaFontaine thing happened. And they, if people don't know, are extremely close. LaFontaine brought him into the organization. Mm-hmm. Ted was almost, you couldn't almost even speak to him afterwards. He was like in tears, and he just couldn't speak about it. He was so upset about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, oh, this isn't good. You know, I know he's got that 3-year extension. And he goes, it's not about my contract. Yeah, they've offered me, but I'm not even looking at that. The players are the thing right now. I'm concentrating on the players and the players only. I'm not worried about contracts or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they got by that gap. And right after the trade deadline, Ted was totally different.
Yeah,
he was back being Ted Nolan again. He was up, and then he did say, I've put the contract in the hands of my representative, and he's going to be calling Tim. Tim was at the general manager's meetings at the time, mm-hmm. and talking about it. So that's where it stands right now. Ted wants to be back still. He has said that since, and they're just trying to iron out details. And I don't want to say he's going to be staying, because maybe those details won't be ironed out.
Yeah.
Maybe Ted Nolan wants a 6-year deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't want to give it to him or that kind of thing. But Tim Murray has said, I don't want anybody in this organization that doesn't want to be here. But if Ted Nolan wants to be here, I want him as my coach.
Yeah.
That was a direct quote from him. So we'll see where it goes.
On the ice, this team looked good coming out of the Olympic break for a while there. They had won 4 out of 5 games, but since then, injuries, of course, the Ryan Miller, the Steve Autry, the guys kind of getting out of here, a whole bunch of turnover on this team, 6 straight losses coming in. What have you seen from this team maybe the last few games, and why things have kind of, you know, gone a little south here in the last little bit?
Well, it was already kind of an AHL team, and now it really is an AHL team. You've got 3 forwards injured, one's coming back tonight in Torrey Mitchell. Mm-hmm. You have 2 defensemen injured, Alex Sulzer, not a big deal from a numbers standpoint. He's like your number 6 or 7 guy, but Tyler Myers.
Yeah.
So you're losing your best defenseman. And now you got both goaltenders injured.
Yeah.
So you have both your AHL goaltenders and Nathan Lewin, who people in Calgary would know if they
follow
junior hockey and everything. He's going to be the star, getting his first NHL start. He mopped up and when Enroth got hurt, so he played about 23 minutes, I think, and did not give up a goal in the last game. So he at least got in there and got the, you know, against Montreal and got the cobwebs off as far as NHL goes. He had played 2 games in a row. It was actually his 3rd game in 3 nights because he had played 2 games in Rochester before that. So He can't wipe the smile off this kid's face. He's great. I mean, he's so pumped for this. And every time I see him on the plane, anywhere, he's just got this grin. He's just having a blast.
Yeah, and he's used to this building as well. He's spent a lot of years with the Kootenai Ice and that big rival, the Calgary Hitmen. So he's played a few in this building before. So maybe that'll help ease it a little bit for him. You talk about the goaltending situation with the Jonas Enroth and then Michael Neuwirth, who they picked up for Yaroslav Halak. Is the sense kind of that's they're okay with going that far? Both those goalies are under contract for next season. So they're okay with having that as their goalie combination? Or are they still, I mean, obviously they're looking to make improvements everywhere, but goaltending-wise, are they okay with what they have?
Well, when Darcy McGeer traded Pominville and got Hackett, it was thought that Hackett was the goalie of the future. He bombed out in Rochester. He has not been good. His last game there, he gave up 7. Lewin passed him on the depth chart. I mean, they were both playing, but Lewin was getting them, and his numbers are much better than Hackett's are. So I think in the organization, maybe Lewin has gone past Hackett. As far as Neuwirth, it was time for Jonas Enroth to get an opportunity. He's got a world championship gold medal. He backed up for Team Sweden and got a silver medal in the Olympics. And he was really handling it well. Mm-hmm. Since Miller's left, he's been lights out, and so is Neuwirth. Neuwirth's had 2 starts, and he had over 90 saves. Mm-hmm. He had 93 saves or something like that in 2 starts. And he's been great, too. So he's only 25 going on 26, and Ross not all that old. So I think Murray wants to give those two a chance to, all right, do one of you want to be a number one goalie in the NHL? Let's find out.
Yeah, exactly. Give him the opportunity. Well, you know, Paul, we thank you for joining us here. We'll let you go and get ready for this one tonight. It should be interesting. Lots of young guys on the Buffalo side. Same for the Flames. Lots of young players on that one. Thanks a lot for taking some time and joining us today.
It's been great. Thanks.